Institute.
Do we talk about the real reason why we had the break? I just felt like at times you...
Like, I feel like a lot of it was my fault as well.
Welcome back to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. We're so excited.
Yay!
To be back. What the hell?
This feels like alien nearly.
But it also feels normal at the same time.
Yes.
So our podcast is designed to be like the girls group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom on a night out vibe.
Yes.
Just a place where we could talk about anything. Discuss relationships.
Literally.
Dilemmas.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Yes.
And... our lives.
And so much more.
So much more. Yeah. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new,
welcome.
Yeah, I don't want to say anymore. We actually have cameras now.
I know, yeah.
Thanks. So, thanks. Welcome to our visual listeners.
Hello.
No.
Yeah.
Visual watchers.
Visual watchers.
Visual watchers.
And
too.
Our audio listeners.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while, but we do release episodes every Wednesdays.
Yes, yes.
And we have bonus episodes on Mondays as well. And they're going to be a little bit different too. So stay tuned for them. They're not going to be full dilemmas like they were before.
Yeah. We're changing things up a little bit this time.
We want to become a bit more spicy.
Mm.
I feel like that was something we'd said. We had obviously a few meetings in our breaks and sometimes we are afraid to say things.
Yeah, I think we were more looking forward to being a bit more kind of... outlandish. Not in a bad way, more just kind of, and it's not a case that we were ever holding anything back.
But no, I think we probably were, like, subconsciously, because we're so conditioned as influencers to be like afraid of what you say, like not that we ever say things that would get us cancelled. I don't think we're not going to come on here and start slating people by name and like go mad, but like just
a list.
Yeah, but just like things that we were afraid to have opinions on nearly.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, they're our opinions.
Yeah.
And everyone's opinions are their own. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? So,
cue us getting cancelled.
Yay!
yeah. Ready to get in?
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
I didn't think... There was points where I didn't think we were going to come back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you? It was a fun stint while we did it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think because we just left so, like...
Not and like we didn't expect it to be that long.
Yeah.
Like we put that post up, like, and I remember at the time putting up, there was a picture of us in Dubai and being like, not Dubai, Dubai.
I wish.
We're in Dubai. Going to Australia through yeah. Dubai. And it was like, we'll see you in 3 weeks. But I remember at the time being like, oh, should I put in the time? Because, you know, what if we went over or something or other? But like, then it did. And I was like, oh my God, people are probably like, they're big fat liars.
Big fat
Literally.
Liars. Yeah.
Yeah. But did we talk about the real reason why we had the break?
do you think we're ready to talk about that yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of it was my fault as well.
Do you?
Yeah. A lot of it fell back on me, definitely. And I felt bad nearly making you do that. Not making you, I can't force you to do anything, but I felt like I was very, like, stuck with what I wanted to do.
To take a break.
Yeah.
The 3 week break.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after that, it wasn't. It was more... Like, that 3 week break, I think, even unbeknownst to me, I think I also needed it.
I think,
because I think for us, 2 years on the trot, we never had a week off talking about it. And, like, someone asked me the other day, I was like, how do you keep thinking of topics and, like,
we don't.
Having things to say? Like, it's actually hard.
Oh, my, it's so much harder than you'd think.
Yeah, and you kind of need, I think, even from now, like, we will have, like, we'll never do 2 years on the trot again.
No.
We'll definitely have, no, they're not going to go longer than we think.
No.
There'll be more planned. But like, I think that is a, looking back, I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, yeah. We didn't give ourselves a second to breathe.
No, that was long.
Yeah.
And always having to try to think of new things and, yeah, I think my brain just...
was rotting away.
My brain literally said, go away.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
By the way, our phones are out because we have our run orders on this. If you're, we're not just like texting people, I swear.
Texting so many people.
I just felt like at times you, like, just needed that break.
Yeah, I did.
Like, you just...
Mentally, even
you weren't. Yeah, yeah. At times you just weren't mentally there.
Oh, no. I was checked out.
I was checked
out, like, a while before we had that break. Not gonna lie. I mentally said, in the nicest way possible, I didn't care.
Mm.
I didn't care. It got, and I'd never wanted it to come to a point of... resenting the podcast. It's my favourite thing that we do.
Yeah.
Hands down, out of like I know essentially it is a job, but it doesn't feel like a job. Mm-hmm. It's my favourite thing that we do, but I was afraid that I was going to get to the point of, I hate this.
Of dreading going in and stuff.
I hate recording this. I hate, like... Mm.
And do you think that was a place, like, do you feel in a better place mentally now?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I was just getting...
Do you reckon it's a mix of everything and the podcast, or like, was it just that?
No, it was everything and the podcast. Yeah. It was my personal life and how I was feeling personally about like relationships and stuff, and like, and then coming in and always talking about relationships. I just felt like I was always banging on about fellas and relationships and problems, and I was like, oh my god, this has really put me in a fowler.
When you're already having that issue,
like,
or something. Yeah,
I was like, I'm in such a bad mood, and I love what we do and giving advice and stuff like that, but like, it nearly felt to me that I was like, I need advice about how I
therapy
girl. And you're obviously there for me for all of that.
Yeah,
but I just I was afraid that I was going to get to a point of saying I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
but I was like,
because sometimes if you're going through your own problem, the last thing you
want, I don't care about anyone else's. Yeah,
the last thing you want is that.
Love is all now. Don't worry. Back better headspace, 100%. But it was just in that that moment, and last year, toward the end of last year and stuff, I was just like, oh no.
Yeah, but I think everyone can relate to that. If something's going on in your life, like, you actually can't mentally give your energy to anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like your thing, and you're like, everything else, just, you're the most important person to you.
Yeah, to me. Yeah, and I just So we had a good amount of switch off time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we're back
3 months. Better than ever, girl.
So obviously we had the 3 week break and then we were ready to come back, but there was just a few things we had to sort, because we kind of got to a point where we're like, right, the podcast is coming 2 years. What do we want this to be?
Mm.
Like, we have grown such an amazing following and community and stuff, and we just wanted to take it to the next level, and obviously things like that take time.
Yeah,
we have full video,
la la,
which took time. There's other, like, people forget that. I think we kept getting messages, and obviously, like, people missing it, which is so fair, but it's not just us in it. There's, if you look at who's involved in How I Drink,
it's huge.
It's also a business. It's a lot of other people and a lot of other cogs in the wheel that have to turn, and like, that's why it took so long. So it was,
if it was up to us and we could have said, we're back the week we came home
in an ideal world. But that's not like feasible for like the amount of other people that are in it.
There's,
people don't just work on Home Drink as well. There's other things going on, and like,
to be able to get our video and to be able to change things around a little bit, that obviously takes time.
And we have the easiest job. We just show up, but there's people behind the scenes who have harder things. Things have to be approved. There's everything behind us. So that's why that took so long. We did not have a fight.
Yeah.
That's what someone said.
The rumours were true. Hater.
Yeah. They were like, we thought you fell out.
That's so weird.
I know.
About what? Like,
Australia, like,
walking. I slept beside you every night, like.
We're actually going to do a whole Australia podcast next week.
Yeah, because we have so much to touch on.
That's its own thing.
Oh, that needs to be its own thing.
Yeah.
That was...
At one point, Ellie was nearly relocating to the place.
I had to be dragged on the flight, just letting you know.
There's
dragged
a lot.
On the flight home.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that needs to be a whole episode in itself. Because that was literally a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Aw.
Aw. I want to do that every... January.
Every January,
just get out of here for January.
Yeah, that was really good way to start the year.
Really good,
wasn't it?
I was pure healthy and all.
Yeah, not even fucking going that far to Australia, like, but I'd do 3 weeks anywhere in the sun,
literally, just, or even a week.
Yeah, just to give it that bit of boost at the start of the year.
This dress that I wanted is back in stock. Hang on, I always miss the stock now.
Hang on, she said. Hang on,
add to cart.
Yes.
But it's in the cart. I can wait an hour to have it in the cart now.
Why is it ASOS?
Yeah, because I ordered a dress and it came and it was huge.
Oh.
And it makes me look like I'm drowning and things, so I set an application for a smaller size.
You're so funny.
Yes.
Jesus.
We're doing a few new bits of the podcast as well.
Yeah.
So as you can see, if you're not watching, we just have the same couch.
Our beautiful destroyed couch that I destroyed in fake tan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We just catfished it and we put over like some throws from Pennies.
Yep.
We
did a decent job.
It's really nice.
Are good.
And look, even the orange here matches.
Matches.
We have a little pillow cut that says Drama in orange and red from Pennies.
Cute.
So along with a fresh set, we also got some prints from Howard Ads.
Yeah.
Little mugs. Oh, we have, this one here is really cute. It says, local call 1-800 Lonely Hearts Club.
Aww.
Really cute. And then ones that have
Material Girl.
Material Girl. But we also have some new segments and we've retired some old ones.
Yeah. So, some have been put in the bin. Yeah. Charlene always gets people asking her to bring back to her word of the week.
No, I don't.
Connor Cochran.
Oh, yeah, what else? One person.
Ah, bring it back.
Stop.
Just bring it back for him.
No, I think you said it as well. You said the only two people.
Like. Listen, I was really enjoying myself there. Really.
Oh, no.
So that's gone.
That's gone. Well, that was gone already.
Do you want to talk about what we're doing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, we now have... Wait till I tell you it's gone.
Yeah, we're just not going to announce what it is.
Yeah.
Of course we're going to have so many stories and what's happened within the week of our life. Yeah. But I don't think it needs to be a mega thing because I think it was getting to a point where it was like,
I need to think of something funny.
Yeah. I've told all my great stories. Like, nothing has really happened within a week. Especially then sometimes if we were filming like 2 days in a row or recording 2 days in a row or whatever. It would only have been 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'd be like, I have to think of something really good. So,
yeah.
We still have our stories and whatnot. And just,
that'll just be in our kind of roundy up.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a bit more. We got a lot of feedback. We've done a questionnaire thing of what people want to see. And a lot of people said, like, current affairs kind of things.
Now, is that the new?
No, like,
because I shit myself talking about it.
Yeah, like, Kardashian news, easy peasy.
Yeah.
Irish politician news?
No.
Not a bleeding notion. No. Sorry about you.
No.
Probably really bad that I don't know, but.
None of that.
No.
I've tried to, like, really.
I know people's faces, but I'm like, that's just drama.
just giving
Although I would love to get politicians on here.
Someone good.
Yeah.
Someone with a bit of crack.
Is anyone good? I'm pretty sure, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's good.
I don't know who's liked or not.
Yeah, my dad was quizzing me on them all.
We'll probably get like the most hated on and get cancelled.
I haven't a clue. My dad was quizzing me on people and I was like, I haven't a clue. Is he not a footballer? What are you on about?
That's why it's not just us who runs this podcast because...
Thank Jesus.
Thank Lord. So we have that. We're also going to talk about... people said they wanted like recommendations for like products or like what we like in beauty, fashion.
Yeah, and that'd be so much
there's something that we're
like, now as well, the fact that we video too.
Yeah, we can show you our outfits. Now we actually have to make an effort
every time. I was only thinking that.
I look back and I'm like, I was on camera like that.
There still might be the odd day if I'm on a 2 day hangover or whatever, or like, you'll see me with a hoodie on and the hair in a bun. But I think it's nice as well to be able to do that, like to feel like more put together.
Do you know
gives
what?
Me a reason to get done up because I don't. Once I'm at home working, don't do jack shit.
Do you ever feel like shit all day and then when you put on makeup, you actually feel better?
Yeah.
Not even because of what you look, but like just because you're doing something nice for yourself.
Yeah. If you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
We're going to chat more about like trends and stuff.
Yes.
What's on our For You pages.
Yeah.
Because they're very different sometimes, aren't
they? Very different. Mine's so sad as well. We'll talk about that.
Oh, no.
Very, very sad.
Oh.
But yeah, that's kind of, get into it. Oh, also, for Seeks and Installs, we're going to have two demos we answer ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then one is going to be called Phone a Friend. So we're going to, every week,
ask. You don't win €1 million.
You don't.
Yes.
You don't win anything, actually. No. It's your thing, Redo. But on our podcast, Instagram page, Home Drink Pod, you can write in your advice.
Yeah, so what you'd tell this particular person, with the dilemma.
So it's if
you give involved.
Yeah, and if you just give bad advice.
It's your fault.
Yeah, oops. We didn't ruin any lives.
Not in my hand.
What's no
soup?
Yeah, so that's kind of our new little bit as well. And then we have Peek and Bleak the Week we kept. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Him. Yeah, that's at the end.
We
scrapped. Skip is gone.
Yeah, scrap, super skip.
Yeah. But like, look, if he's really missing, they might come back. I don't think anyone's going to be writing to us about that game.
Oh, no.
I can't see it being a loss.
Yeah. The odd episode we've forgotten
to
do it. Nobody really knows.
My friend, Ushin, he listens to this right now, I'd say, but he listens to it, but he's like, I couldn't tell you one topic you've ever talked about.
Shut
He
the
just
front
listens
door.
To it in the background for like when he does work, but he said he loves doing
like
it for that.
Though.
Yeah. I love that.
Just to have two voices in the background.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just, do you ever see that, speaking on TikTok things, you ever see that TikTok trend or whatever that's going around now? And it's like, why do you always go to get blow dries, say?
Mm-hmm.
And the noise, the sound on it is like loads of people chattering and loads of people talking. And then it's like just calm.
Yeah.
And it's your one just getting a blow dry and she's like, I just zone out. So maybe that's why people use this podcast as well. It's just kind of, okay, you might not be listening to us properly, but like, it's kind of just zone out.
The voice. Well, that's what I do to go to sleep.
It is, yeah.
I don't do rain noise anymore. I do podcasts.
I haven't actually done any noise in a while. I've sleeping like
I was
blog.
Doing Sean and Carly's
you were.
Podcast. Then I listened to them all, even though I'm not listening, but I was like, I can't
it's
re-listen.
A familiar
to
voice.
Yeah, but now I'm on the Tana and Brooke.
Okay.
But I will then listen to it when I wake up again.
Yeah.
So I'm like double fan of them.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. But I fall asleep within, like, I always think I set it for a 15-minute timer.
Do you?
I'm always gone within, like, a minute, I think.
Mine's the rain or the thunder, but I haven't needed to use it in a while.
Yeah. I just like it when I'm, I don't know. If your thoughts are too... Do you ever think of weird stuff when you're about to fall asleep?
Yeah. Well, I watch a lot of crime as well, so, like, the last thing that'd be on my mind is, like, murder and crime.
Nope.
And yeah, sure, I'd never do.
No. Why do people do that?
I love it.
Why?
You'd actually think me and my sister are serial killers. Wannabe serial killers. You want to see our, like, Netflix thing and all.
I watch one TikTok that's scary and a nightmare for weeks.
And every time I scroll through it with Queeve, if we're lying in the bed watching telly or whatever, I'm like, have you seen that? She's like, yep. Seen that? Yep. Seen that? Yeah. She's seen them all. But that's the last thing we always put on is crime documentary.
God, I wouldn't sleep for weeks.
Don't know
honestly.
Why. I don't know where that came from. I love it. Watch it in the shower and all.
I'm like afraid of having nightmares. I was going to take them Lemmy gummies. I got given two of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Kourtney Kardashian ones. And they're just floating around.
We were going to take them in France as if they were like a fucking
sweet
psychedelic drug or something. We were like, yeah, you want to take a Lemmy? Ooh.
Wait, no, we're going to take to sleep that night.
Oh, yeah, we were.
I put them in my bag.
Over to bed.
Yeah.
Will we take one?
Yeah. So I put them in my bag. I was like, Grant, I'll take them. And then I just didn't take them. I was like, no, do you know what? I'm afraid of having to put you to sleep.
Yeah, I've never taken a sleeping pill in my life.
I took half one in Australia. Did you
on
take one that night?
No, I've never taken
one. No, it was the first night we got there.
Oh.
Took half one. It was like, you might even America, like in the shop, you literally take them off.
Melatonin.
Yeah, take them off. And I had half.
Is melatonin your skin?
No, sorry, yeah, magnesium. No.
Whatever.
Melanin is your skin.
Melatonin.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleepy one.
So I took the two of them anyway. And then they're still at home, like, but I was going to take them tonight. I was like, I was looking up things of like what magnesium is, magnesium in them.
Yeah.
What I can do, give you nightmares. I'm like, I don't want that.
It can be really groggy and all the next
and
day.
And very vivid dreams. Mm-hmm. I actually always have vivid dreams, though.
So. I just feel like I get so hooked on them if I took something like that. Never taken a Xanax or a sleeping pill or anything in my life. I'm also absolutely narcoleptic, so I don't really need
I can't imagine you'd get hooked from
No, I know people who are hooked on them. Couldn't go sleep without them.
Yeah, but I only have two Lemmys at home, so where am I going to get more?
Lemmy!
Courtney! Quick!
No, yeah.
Yeah. Surely I won't get... No, I just need to bite the bullet and take one, because the dose is two.
Oh, is it?
But like, if I start having... I just hate having nightmares.
No, I think you'll just pass out.
Hey, when you are in a nightmare and you know you're in a nightmare.
Oh, having my essay, accidentally fell asleep and I was I was lying on the bed and I like accidentally dozed off after my dinner. It's always when I have a full belly. And I could like feel myself have, what's it called again?
Lucid dreams.
Oh, no. What's it called when it's a scary one and someone's like standing over you and you're telling yourself to wake up?
Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis. It was kind of like that, but there was cats running through my hair. Cats. Yeah.
Christ.
And I don't really like cats. So, and I could feel myself saying, like, being like, Queeva, Queeva. And I could have sworn I could feel them. It was the most horrible thing ever. And I woke myself up. And you know when you have all those marks in your face when you accidentally fall asleep? You know, it was a deep, random sleep.
Yeah.
Like. And I went downstairs and I was all over the shop. I was like, Mom, I'm having after having this mad dream about cats running through my hair.
Ew.
Yeah, it didn't really feel
cats,
nice.
But no.
Small cat.
Tiny little kittens. Like.
Yeah, kittens. And I really felt like I could feel them in my hair.
Oh.
But I don't know why the fuck I was dreaming about.
I've never had a bad sleep paralysis.
I get sleep paralysis in... I've moved rooms since we came home from Australia, actually, but I got sleep paralysis in my old bedroom when I'd face the wall. Only when I'd face the wall.
Before.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Weird. And my sleep paralysis is always the same. It's always in my house. And that's what makes it scarier, because it feels more real.
It feels real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always someone like down the end of the stairs or like in the porch, like looking in.
Nah.
And like they're on the way or something. Yeah.
That gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I get I don't know.
And you know they're coming.
Yeah, I can as soon as I get into bed at night, I think it's when I tell myself, don't have sleep paralysis. I will. Yeah. But it's only...
I think God has given me not that, because he knows that if I had that, I would never sleep again.
Yeah, you'd just be awake.
I got it once. God. I was, because I had to sleep on my back after the boob job, and there was all these little, like toads, in my, like, you know, the toads from Mario.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The guys with the...
Yeah.
But they were just all in my room and they were cute, like... Oh, that's not that bad. That was nice. So I was like,
hi, friend.
Yo.
And they say it's a, if you sleep a certain way, I think, as well.
Yeah, on my back.
See, I always sleep on my back, my arms above my head.
I don't think I've ever had a bat, like a scary one of it. Oh, my friend Sophie gets it really bad.
Really bad?
Have a ghost, like.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It scares me.
No.
I just know if I had it. And I know that that's why I don't see ghosts as well, because they know that if I saw them, I'd never sleep again.
You'd shit yourself.
Yeah, I would. Just not, like, you know.
Yeah, it's a scary thing.
I'd never go to a ghost house or anything.
Would you not?
No, never. Why would I want to be haunted? I'm happy as I am.
No, I don't think they'd haunt you. I think they haunt places, not people.
Poltergeists.
Oh, shit.
They, like, crash your whole apartment down.
No, I think I'd like to just do something like that.
I just can't imagine seeing. Well, I do think of seeing a ghost when I was younger.
My sister's convinced she saw my granny in my house, but she wasn't afraid. Scared. No, she saw her at the end of her room, but she wasn't afraid.
Do you know what? I was in my kitchen. Well, I went in to go to my kitchen and my suitcase was standing in the kitchen for some reason. I don't know why. But my coat was over it, so it kind of looked like a person. So I thought there was a person in my kitchen, but like I wasn't scared.
But you didn't know who it was?
But it was just my suitcase.
Oh, God. How small was this person?
Really small. It was like a little,
child,
yeah.
And you weren't afraid?
But it was my suitcase. So maybe that's why I wasn't afraid. It was a big cow print suitcase.
Like, maybe would have been scary.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, just for a split second. Like,
you just.
I didn't get like a fright. I was like, child in the kitchen.
Just random cow child.
No, ghosts who are following me go into my kitchen.
Yeah, what?
Freaks me out.
Oh, no.
My FYP at the moment on TikTok is. By the way, anyone out TikTok, it's called For You page. It's like your homepage on Instagram.
Yeah.
But mine's all them ones about, like, dogs dying. And it's like...
That have you ever watched Marley and Me? Don't ever.
When I was young, yeah.
It's the one movie I will never rewatch. Ever.
Really?
Why on earth would you want to put yourself through that?
It's like...
No, and I remember when Taylor died, Taylor's my old dog. I made a sound on TikTok of like the Marley and Me sound.
Aww.
And it was the saddest little TikTok I've ever made. But I love looking back on it now, but I'm like, oh no.
It's something about
animals
on TikTok. I just would cry all the time.
Yeah, they don't really. Remember there was like, the mad AI videos that were coming for a while of child. Did they ever come up for you?
Yeah, of crime ones.
Of the child talking,
yeah.
Scary.
Anything to, like, that's what I cry at. American Got Talent auditions. Anything to do with even a kid, like a kid at all, actually, or being sick or like, acting like that, and then dogs dying.
That's what's on your FYP?
No, that's just what I cry at.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I cry.
Okay.
I cry at actually everything. I'm very sensitive these days.
Yeah, you are.
Very sensitive.
Mm.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting my emotions back.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why? Did you think you were numb or something?
I was. I don't think I felt any emotions for ages.
You didn't really, you were kind of like. And I'm like,
all the emotions.
You were kind of like.
Glazed.
Yeah, kind of zoned out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm back.
Yay.
Crying at everything.
Woohoo!
No, but that'll always ending to do with like just sad things I cry.
No, it's old people.
Oh, and old people.
Oh my God. Even in person, in real life. Old people.
Just how they walk.
Yeah. Guys, I have so many stories. Actually, remember that old lady we saved on the road? Can't.
We like, as in you, not me.
Oh yeah, me and my sister Cleve. Like, just anything to do with old people.
Tell it.
No?
Yeah.
Will I?
Yeah, this is your unofficial way to tell you.
Yeah. So me and Cueva were driving home from getting our lashes done. And we were coming down.
The lash girl again.
I'm a lash girl, actually, guys. Look, what the hell?
Would you have had lashes at Christmas?
No. Did I? Never really been this consistent with them. Like, got them removed and put back on the same day. What's going on with me? Yeah. What the heck? But, we were coming home from getting our lashes done and... We were coming down onto the M50 from Tala, I think we were. And as I was coming down the bypass, there was just all these cars, like stops with like hazards and all on. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And I noticed that there was one little white car like stopped in front of them all.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just coming up behind the car and like beeping and flashing and all. Like, obviously the car isn't just going to be stopped there for a random reason. Like,
yeah, it's obviously can't
there's
go.
There's obviously something wrong. So I had to pass this little white car on the inside. And as I was coming up to it, I was like, Cueva, that's an old lady. I was like, I need to stop. I have to stop. So I just stopped my car in the middle of the M50 as well. With cars behind me then. And I was like, I rolled down my window. I was like, are you okay? And she was like, it just won't go. And I was like, you're all right. I was like, will it go into gear? Like, what's going on?
It's not moving at all.
She was like, I don't think there's any petrol in it. There's no petrol in it. I don't know what happened. Like, it's all right. So I got out of my car then. And she was still sitting in hers. And I was like, Quiva, what do we do? Who do we ring?
I wouldn't know what to do.
Do you ring the guard?
Push the car.
Quiva told me there's cameras on the M50 and they can, like, there's apparently some big, like, office somewhere or something that, like,
oh, they
look
can
at the motorways.
Yeah, there's like an M50 Twitter page, isn't there? Like, is there? A crash run. Yeah.
So they must have spotted that, like, this car was stopped. Then my car stopped because then cars behind me had to stop. Oh. This is in three lanes of traffic. Like, the traffic was just zooming by. I was kind of scared at one stage.
Yeah, it was scary.
And they must have obviously spotted her. No, they spotted her a while ago. I was like, are you here long? She was like, yeah, I'm here a while. Nobody stopped. Like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to get out of my car. I was like, yeah, thank God you didn't get out of your car. So as I was kind of talking to her, a recovery van was pulling up behind. I was like, there's a van coming. I was like, do you want to sit in my car while you wait?
Yeah.
There's no point sitting in yours. So she got out of her car and sat in my car. And God love her, she was like, she was telling me in Guiva, she was like, is there like two Kardashians? I was like, what did she say to Quiva? Because I was talking to the recovery man saying, oh, it's a diesel car. And I was like, but she said it's petrol. I was like, I wonder, did she put petrol in it?
Like,
that like that's what stopped it. Cause I've definitely been there, done that. So I was just talking to him, and he was like, "Will you
bring her?
Will you drive? Will you put her in your car? Will you drive her car onto the back of his truck?" So he came around in front of us, zooming, traffic still zooming. He was like, "Will you drive her car onto the back of the truck?" And I was like, "I'll try. I haven't driven a manual in years." Like, I was like, "I'll try," and. So I got into her car and she was in my car with Quiva, and I tried to turn it on, but it wouldn't turn on. It wouldn't. And he's telling me to like go, or I think he attached a rope or something onto it to like pull it up. So all I had to do was like steer it.
Okay.
But steering like wouldn't steer. He was like, turn it that way. And I was like, I'm trying. Like, you know the way your steering wheel,
it was
literally like steering wheel was locked. Anyway, got it onto her car, or got it onto the truck. I had to jump down off the fucking truck. Fucking, like, I was just standing on the top of this truck for a minute, just looking at all the traffic going by. I was like, nice, wow, yeah. I was like, Jesus, they're going very fast. Got into my car anyway and had to bring it to the garage. God love her. Anyway, the car was airlocked. The lads put petrol in it.
Airlocked?
Yeah, I don't really know what that means. I'm not going to lie. They had to use something to, like, I don't know what they had to do. But anyway, she was saying to Quiva, while I was out with the car, she said to Quiva, she was like, he's a really, brought my faith back in the young people of Ireland. Not that I'm a spokesperson for the young people, but like, yeah. But she said something along the lines of that, and I was like, no. And she just kept thanking us. And I was saying, I was like, will you stop? Like, she wanted to give us money, and like, I was like, will you stop? I said, I'd want somebody to do it for my mom or my granny or someone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, or I'd want someone to do it for me.
For you,
if it happened to me, I'd want someone to stop and help me. I was like, will you stop? Don't be silly. And then we had to help her back down onto the M50, and she got home, and she rang.
So the car just worked, like they fixed it.
Yeah, there was no petrol in it and it was airlocked or something, I don't know. But she rang my sister that night and she was saying, if you're ever around where I live, I'd love to bring you for dinner, and like, I just want to thank you. And,
oh my God, where does she live? Is she far? Like,
Athlone or something.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. But we just felt, I was just like, you know, I'm so glad I actually stopped for her that day.
I know.
Because if I'd kept going and seeing that it was an old lady, that would have been playing on my mind.
You would have to go back around.
Oh my God. But yeah, she got back home.
That would
okay.
It would have been so dangerous for her if she went got in a crash.
Or if she'd have tried to get out of the car. Yeah. And like, she was in the slow lane. But like, there's...
Right, okay.
There's four lanes actually where she was, and she was in the second one. So there was cars on the inside of her and on the outside.
And they're trying to come in to that lane. Like, fuck.
So, yeah, that was our good bit of karma done.
Ah, God.
But then I only had bad karma with my car a few days after that, so I don't really know what happened there.
Yeah.
I haven't received mine yet.
No, it's in the post.
On the way. It's just taking a little while. But yeah.
Oh, that's so I know. Nice. And that's actually want to bring you for dinner.
Yeah, like. Little cutie. Like, I just want someone to do it for me, or someone in my family, or someone that I know.
Yeah, of course. So. Yeah. Just nice to be nice.
Yeah. But all people break my heart. That's where I was going.
I can't. Most things on TikTok actually make
me. We see all people sitting on their own. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to go and sit. When I say that to my dad all the time, I'm like, I want to go and sit with someone if I see them eating on my own.
I know.
My dad's like, Ellie, like, they could want to be on their own. What are you going on about? Like, everything is so sad.
Yeah.
You could go over to someone and be like, do you want a bit of company? And they'd be like, no, fuck off. Actually having a ball on my own. Me.
No, it's so sad. Old people just break my heart.
I know.
In general.
Yeah.
They're just so, like,
We see them meeting in the airport and all.
Fragile, no, I know. My nanny came over for Easter dinner, actually, and she's wearing like a little blue turtleneck, and she was just so
weird. How is she?
Like, and she was eyes opening my PR, and she's like, what's that on? I was giving her a load. She's like, are you sure? Grant,
oh, you taking it? Delighted now.
She got a new shampoo, conditioner.
God, what?
Leave-in spray. She got a cleanser. She's like, it's...
Jesus.
She's already kid out.
Is she?
Kid out.
She's going to be Bella the ball.
Literally.
Oh my God.
Skin is amazing.
Is it? So I think like older generations, do you think that
the,
because
the less they done, the better nearly, yeah.
My mom, for as long as I remember, was born and raised on Astral.
That's meant to be unreal. I keep saying on TikTok.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Born, and my mom does not look the age she is.
No.
Great cheekbones and all, like, and but like she wouldn't have had like a big extensive skincare routine.
Yeah, I wonder.
So maybe are we doing?
I'm dying to see all our skins now when we get to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are we doing worse?
Sometimes I feel like when you wash your face with like water, it's supposed to be better.
Soap and water.
I was in the I done that.
Dove bar of soap. Water.
I was at the airport last night. I was in Germany and I had to wash my face with the hand soap.
Okay.
Water. My face was on fire after. Yeah, but I don't know if it was because I got used after, but I just didn't want to go home and make up my face, and I forgot to buy wipes, and I was in the lounge, so I couldn't even go back. Well, there wasn't like a pharmacy around.
Yeah. Did you have moisturizer spot on?
Had all that afterwards, yeah, but I just forgot my cleanser.
Fuck.
Yeah, but I just wanted to take off and go straight to bed when I got home.
Good hand soap.
I was at my granddad's funeral and there were so many old people at that.
How was that?
Well, yeah, sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the old people made me feel sad. It just makes you feel like we're all going to be that old one day.
Yeah.
Like burying your friends and like hearing his friends talk about me, knew him for like 50 years and like...
Stop it.
Yeah. Oh, and it was...
Were you in Dusseldorf?
Dusseldorf, yeah. It was a Protestant service. So the priest was actually a lady.
Oh!
And she's actually married to a woman.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, which is like
that's allowed.
Everyone is allowed.
It's allowed, like, yeah.
In the church is allowed for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't nuns do mass? Actually,
no. Well, nuns can't even get married to anyone, let alone a woman.
Yeah, but they can't even do. You never see a nun doing mass. It's always a priest.
No, but this lady's
can a priest be a woman?
Even though it's a girl. Oh. A man can be a nun. Oh no. No, I don't know.
Oops.
Oh, a nun is just a different profession. Do you get me?
Do like they
because in. Wait, a woman can't be a priest at all, actually, in the Catholic
Church. That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they can't.
Why?
No, they can't. I don't know why.
Who pays them? What do they do with their money?
The government.
Where do they live?
They live inside churches.
Do they always wear the outfits?
Surely not.
It's definitely not called an outfit. What's it called? I was going to say a smock.
A mantle.
Not a smock. What's it called?
A mantle. No. That's a German word, actually. I'm thinking German all since I got home.
Are you?
I already said thanks in German, yeah. He's talking German all day.
All day.
My brain was like this on overdrive. Too many German
words. And were you really, really good at it?
I wasn't perfect. I always notice when I make a mistake, though, which is good. I'm self-aware.
Why, do people correct you? Are you just
I hear it when I say it, I'm like, fuck.
Oh. Yeah.
Grammatically wrong. But I done a taste test, actually. I need to put it up.
You were killing me with all the little old places that you were going as a child.
Oh, yeah. Because that's where we used to go.
Is it?
Because they used to live in Dusseldorf.
Okay.
So we went to...
Is that tiny?
No, Dusseldorf's big. Yeah. It's big. But we went to their old house where they lived before they moved. They moved to an apartment then in Berlin because it was too big for them to have a house themselves. Went to the ice cream parlour. We looked like, literally, my mum lived across the road from her school. She could walk like across,
directly.
Like literally from there to that TV over there.
Really?
Yeah. And she'd be there. So seeing the ice cream parlour, it's bought by someone else, but all the glasses and all is still the same, and like everything's the same. It's mad.
Did it bring you way back? Like,
brought me way back.
When was the last time you were there though, in actual Dusseldorf?
10 years.
Was it?
Maybe, yeah.
Because you would only be going to Berlin then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see them, like, because no other reason I'd go there.
Yeah.
But anyway, the priest was a girl, so that was grand. My granddad picked three songs. It was actually kind of funny, right? So there's two funny. So
would he pick it for himself?
Yeah, yeah, he organised his own funeral when he was, like, years ago, 2016. Yeah, my mum said. And then he updated it in 2020. That's the type of prepared that I want to be in life, actually.
He organised his own funeral?
Yeah.
Diffo.
Yeah, yeah. So he picked three songs out. You know, Morning Has Broken, did you hear that? Morning has broken. That. And then two German songs, right? But this song at the end, no one knew. And, like, there's no singer, like we all had to sing, so we had to sing all the songs.
I had to
make up the second. My aunt sent me links to them the night before. I thought she was joking, being like, learn these, but she wasn't, because that's
that a thing,
like,
you do.
Well, I don't know, it's maybe he requested everyone sing, so we all had to sing the songs, and I'm like crying, like, There's snots coming out. Like the first road. Like I can't even see the words on the paper. And then the last song anyway, no one knew, so it was really awkward. It was like dee dee. Like, but there was no coffin, it was just an urn. So like no one had to carry it out, so it was fine. But then during the mass there was these he liked wind instruments, so like trumpets and like all that.
Okay.
He didn't really like music that much, but that he liked that. So we had, there was like a march from the church to the grave.
Okay.
Playing on them.
But like a marching band.
Well, it was like three people or something. But yeah, it was like a Trauer march is called. So like it's like a sorrow march. So it wasn't like
it's not a happy.
But you could see the trumpet players outside because there was like glass windows at the front of the church, and they were just standing there and talking. And the priest was like, "I just need to go make an announcement." And she had to go over to them and knock on the window and be like, "Shut up!" Like,
could you hear them?
Yeah, I could hear them, and they were just standing there like that and all waiting for us to come out. Obviously, that was grand. And then my mom's best friend lives in Dusseldorf, and she came late, right? And my mom, first of all, at the start of it, she said she saw a guy that was like the same kind of build as my granddad and whatever, like walking down the path, and it was nice because it was like cute.
Yeah.
But then what she sees is her best friend like running up, because she was obviously like, I didn't see it because I was so focused. I don't know what I was focused on. Run up the thing, and then she was having smokes, and she was like, you could just see like clouds of smoke, and she kept running.
As she was running.
And then she realised that everyone could see her, so she was like running from like zigzag across, and you could just see like the cloud of smoke going across. And then she came in at the end, like ran in. But yeah, no, it was a nice service, but it's quite very personal. It makes it more sad.
Really?
Yeah, do you know the way, like in Catholic churches, there's a lot of like prayer and like, it can be very holy that like it's nearly not as personal if you're not like as religious.
Mm.
But this was more about him, and like they mentioned his life. And like and I was like,
oh no.
I didn't think I'd cry that much. Don't know why. I think I'm only used to going to the Catholic funerals where it's all like, okay, and now here's prayers of faithful, here's these prayers, and that prayers themselves aren't, obviously you're sad about the person.
Mm.
But also it's my first family member that's ever died.
Is it?
So that's probably more the reason, actually. Yeah, that'd do it.
Is it really?
Yeah, my first family member. Yeah.
No one in your family's ever died?
Yeah, ever.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, it was
any grannies or grandads.
It was, yeah. So would you went to their was it before you were born? The judge?
I had an uncle who died. Did Brendan die before we were born? No. A year apart, I think. We were like three.
Okay, so you wouldn't remember.
My granny died when I was four. I don't think we went to the funeral.
Really?
Yeah. I think Jack was only a few months old, I think. Oh. Like, Cuiva would have been five. And then my nanny and granddad on my dad's side died when we were like 10 or so. I don't know. Ages.
It's so different when you're young, probably.
It's so different. Yeah. But I remember going to my dad's mom's funeral, and I sobbed at that. But not that I can't remember why I sobbed. Obviously, I know why I sobbed. But it's like the first time you actually realise stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you really understand stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when you're a toddler, you don't really know what's going on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But I still remember the first time actually realising, oh my God, this is
You nearly realise what death is, probably at that age. Like, yeah.
You wouldn't have really ever had to think about stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. And it was only me and my mom, because the rest of my family went to the mass. They had a mass in Berlin as well nanny was able to go to.
Right. So
it was only me and my mom and my auntie, and obviously like friend, like old friends, whatever else. Yeah. But then because no one else was there, I was like, oh my God, this like feels weird. It's like, what if I just kind of start picturing if any of them had died, because they weren't there.
Oh, okay.
This is what anxiety makes happen.
Kids, this is what anxiety is.
No, honestly, I was like, oh my God. Like, and I think that was making me more sad. And like, I'm sad for my mom, and it's just like, sad. Yeah. And then we went to an after. It was not like an Irish after.
Isn't it?
It was like coffee and soup and bread with fucking ramen.
Oh, yes, all your ramen.
Yeah. So Grampy would have been turning in the grave.
Would Grampy not have liked that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think he would. No, I don't think he'd eat ramen.
No.
Grampy would not like.
Oh, no.
No. But the rest of you would like.
Yeah. And were people like asking you, who are you and all?
Yeah, because my mom, I was laughing. And we were walking in, and we were guessing that everyone walking up was a part of the funeral, because it's a graveyard the church was in.
Does everyone wear black?
Yeah, everyone was kind of dark, like muted colours. Yeah. And we were walking up and my mum was like, and she was like looking at people and turning around. I was like, do you know them? She's like, no. Like, she had to proper wait until other people were saying their own names or something to realise.
Oh, okay.
Some of them she hasn't seen in years. And everyone looks different.
Yeah.
But some of them you would know. And then my mum's auntie was there. So that's, she's the only like close relative left of my granddad's.
Okay.
She's his cousin. And she borrowed a little dog. And I had to mind it at one stage.
Yeah.
And the dog kept...
You're not a dog person. At
all. No, I love dogs.
You like looking at... You don't love my dog.
No, I don't.
Sorry, shit, no. I love dogs.
He's nice to look at, but I'm scared of him.
You're terrified of him.
No, he gave me a bruise.
He did, actually.
His big, huge tail slapped me across the thigh. It was a huge black bruise for him.
We had to barricade Charlene into the fucking, into the table with the chairs. We had to put her on one chair, but then like surround her with other chairs so he couldn't get her. But it was like, but then he started barking at me.
Yeah.
When I was trying to get to you. Yeah. He was trying to protect you over me.
I never had a big dog growing up.
See, I don't think he's big.
He's my height when he's still, when he goes up on hind legs.
Up
my head.
He's still a baby.
No, he doesn't look like a small boy.
No, I'm scared of big dogs. No, someone told my mum in the park the other day his head's after getting way bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he going to keep getting bigger?
Unsure. His face is growing outwards now.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're younger, it's like that. It's like tall. But now his face is growing that way.
Oh, wow.
Giant.
I'm extra scared.
I bought my dad a cheese board. Actually, remember them cheese boards we bought?
Con?
Bobby it.
The whole thing?
Well, he had the brie and he had the, with the tinfoil on it. And he had another one, I think. My dad just sees him out the back garden with something in his mouth and he has his arse in the air and his face on the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
As if to say, come and get it, like, try and come and get it. My dad tried to get it off in the backyard and couldn't.
Come on. Well, look, Bobby enjoyed it. It's not the worst thing.
Ah, he's definitely eating worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my stomach. He eats my tongs. Don't know why. I caught him with an Easter egg the other day.
Oh.
So that was fun. You name it, that boy will eat. He's odd.
They just want all the foods. They're stuffed.
Oh, they're an endless pit.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
And then they'll be sick though.
Yeah. But he's only a baby.
Oh.
Little boy.
Huge bruise. Still there. Scarred.
Scarred now.
Have you seen any celebrity goss lately? I love that Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are together.
She is tiny.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, is she small height? Is she about tiny smaller than 5 foot?
I think so. Well, I've seen her beside Taylor Swift.
Well, Taylor Swift's tall.
Is she?
Yeah.
Sabrina had platforms on.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Height. She looks absolutely tiny.
She's living
tiny.
My dream. Oh, 151 meters. What's that in feet?
No idea.
Because I think I'm 164 meters. I could be wrong. 125 feet. No, she's not. Oh, centimeters and feet.
Sabrina Carpenter is 120.
She's absolutely massive. 0 feet and 0.5 inch. That's not right.
Oh, is she back at 5 foot?
Hang on, 151 meters.
Just say what foot is Sabrina Carpenter?
Oh yeah.
That might be a bit easier.
What feet? What foot is... I'm going to get fucking Sabrina foot pictures now. Sabrina Carpenter's feet. Fuck's sake. Foot. That's what came up.
I'd say she's bang on 5 foot or less.
Oh, 4 foot 9.
4 foot 9?
Wow.
She's a teeny girl.
Is that like Keira Patrick height?
I don't know.
Or is Keira taller? I'd say Keira's about 4 foot 9.
Would you?
What's the next one after 4 foot 9?
5 foot.
Does it go... Oh, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, because you can be 5'11".
So oh, fuck, I haven't a clue. Oh,
she's tiny.
Oh, she's tiny then if it's not... if it doesn't go 4'9" to 5 foot,
Because I think people can be 5'11". Do you ever hear that? 5'10".
How many inches is in a foot? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, good idea. How many?
Because it's 14 pounds in a stone.
12 inches. Oh, yeah, okay. You can be 12. You can be 5'12".
You can be 4.
Oh, you can be 5. You can be 5'11", and then 5'12" would mean 6. Because 12 inches one. God, we're actually giving brain rot. Yeah, yeah. So 5'11" is the tallest in the fives you can be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you go 6 foot. Yeah, so she's tiny. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm...
Do you like your height?
I think I'm tall for me own age. I think I'm kind of tall.
I think we're bang average.
Definitely.
What's the average?
Broad.
What's the...
Yeah, I think I'm tall.
Average height for a young lady.
Is that actually what you're Googling?
No, for a woman. Average height for a woman is...
5'4", I'm going
to
say.
I need to check it in Fika's. Keep saying.
I think I'm 5'5", and you're 5'4", is it?
Oh, 5'4" is the average.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I'm average for everything. I have average foot size.
5.
Average height.
Yeah.
Isn't 5 such a lady size?
In feet?
Yeah. No. 5. Yeah. Shoes, like.
Yeah.
5 is for the girls.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine a fella being a size 5.
I was seeing someone that was size 5.
You were, actually. Good time.
That's tragic. Share shoes.
Share.
Please. I gave him one of my pair of shoes for to wear. I can't remember. He couldn't drive in his shoes or something.
It's like giving him like a tracksuit or something.
It's like giving him a crop top.
Yeah.
Giving the wear same. That. It's the same energy.
Yeah. Borrow my crop top with my shoes.
5's for the girls. Just pretend you're a 6.
Yeah, just lie.
Come on.
Just lie to us.
Even a 5. Oh my god, my stomach. Your stomach.
Yeah, I'm starved.
Usual. It seems like forever since we've proper caught up.
I know.
But we kind of want to fill in, because we've talked about just the last few days, really. God, there's so much to say. We've been talking ages, but we want to talk about what's happened the last 3 months.
Okay. A synopsis of the last 3 months.
Yeah.
I've missed
the podcast, first and foremost.
Yep.
Because it was a very... I felt like no week ever felt complete.
I felt very out of the loop, like, yeah.
Yeah, it felt a bit frazzled.
Had no purpose.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's one thing every week that like you're always like... Do you ever feel like you're missing something, as in like you go to the airport and you're like, I feel like I forgot something?
Yeah.
It felt like that every week in my body.
Was.
Yeah. Mm. Like something's missing. It's like the podcast.
We didn't know what to be doing ourselves.
Yeah. And just talking.
Yeah.
It's very therapeutic as well.
Actually is.
Mm.
Get a lot off your plate.
You do. And I also feel like because we've done some filming
mm-hmm.
when we were gone.
Yeah.
We can't say much about that now other than it's going to be out soon.
Yes, very so.
But I think doing such long filming days, like we were filming for 10 hours a day, I think that's made me like be like, oh my God, we're well able for like more podcasts in a day
mm.
than we thought we would have been.
I think you just get tired from the brain activity. Can that be a thing?
Yeah.
I was knackered doing that filming. The amount of pictures of us on my phone that I have and we're horizontal.
On the ground.
We're just lying down.
Yeah.
Hiding.
Like I slept in.
You
morning.
Did,
I set
and
off my alarm.
So unlike you.
That's when you know.
I knew she wasn't awake. I didn't hear from her all morning. So you up?
Fuck. And thank God it was an activity that I didn't have to wear makeup for, because I wouldn't have time to put on.
Yeah.
So I had 7 minutes to
get ready.
Yeah.
I was at your gaff 7 minutes later.
Yeah.
You had to be
all
ready.
All I did was, did I shower?
No.
No.
I didn't shower on the days either. Who cares? This is the new us. I don't care.
I had no time.
I was too tired.
My shower needs to be heated up.
I had a late night shower the night before, so it didn't really count.
So did I.
So that's fine.
So you're basically still clean.
Isn't that bad? Like, do people send their kids to school showered? Do you have a shower before you go to school? Sorry, I never did.
I did as I got older.
I don't think I ever did.
You slept in your uniform.
I slept in my uniform to save some time sleeping. I don't remember. Definitely not in primary school anyway.
You'd oh, no, my, not in primary.
Think my mum was showering 3 of us and trying to get us out the door.
I don't think that was a thing. And I can't remember like the first time I... Because remember you had baths as a child.
But when I can't remember. When did you start showering on your own?
Well, my mum and dad had to give me a fucking... One of them lampshades for my head. Because if any shampoo got in my eye...
Chaos.
Yeah.
Really?
Chaos ensued. Yeah.
I remember my mum... Like, I still remember my mum drying me. Is that weird?
No.
I remember that. She had to dry the bod, and my dad used to dry my hair, but he used to put the towel over my head and he used to go like this.
And mush your hair around your hair.
Really, 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 really fast. And I take a towel off your head and you'd be like, what the fuck happened there?
I remember like when my dad would been drying us, when we were real young, like he'd be sitting on his lap and he'd have the towel over your head, right? So you couldn't see anything. And then he'd knock on your head, but he'd be knocking on the sink.
Side
and make it sound like your head's making
you
sink
it was your
noise.
Head.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart. Yeah, I don't know how we got onto that, but I don't remember sharing it in going to school.
I think I did get no as I got older, like. But like you don't really sweat for the first good few years of your life.
I never wore a fresh shorts and all every day, did you? I used to take my shirt and my jumper off at the same time, so the shirt would still be inside the jumper. And then the next day I could just slip it back
on. Clean girl aesthetic.
No, I don't. That uniform got washed fucking maybe once every fortnight. Okay, maybe the jumper. No, I didn't just have one shirt, guys.
The condensation.
Maybe the jumper got washed.
No, I'd be more worried about the shirts.
Oh yeah, no, I had other shirts. Oh, like, sorry. But I wouldn't get a fresh one every day.
Oh yeah, no.
Did we make one on the collar? Tan on the collar. That kilt.
I feel like I'm
probably never washed it.
Fresh shirt? No.
Probably never.
I think I had a rotation of like two or three shirts that I would change.
Clean girl, smelly girl.
I think maybe I'm wrong.
I never washed my kilt.
Did you keep your socks in your shoes?
Probably. You know what I started doing? Actually wearing tights to school. So it keep me warm the whole way up.
Oh, and I remember wearing pajama bottoms.
Oh yeah, I used to get in trouble for that.
And I'm pretty sure it was probably the ones I wore sleeping the night before.
They definitely were. Are you mad? Or sometimes if I was feeling fresh, I'd put fresh pajamas on to go to school in with my skirt over it.
But I had the same pair
of
shoes.
Did you wear a pajama top as well? I only wore the bottoms.
No, Jesus.
Oh yeah.
No. I wore the same shoes for like the last 4 years of school. Had a pair of dupes.
Oh yeah, but they last years.
Yeah, I had a pair of dupes and things were falling apart.
Rallied.
And I wore them. Wore them for literally 4 years, the same. Did my feet not grow?
Clearly not.
I feel like mine stopped growing when I was like 12 or something. I'm trying to think what's the... Like, remember a time when you actually kept outgrowing lovely shoes you had?
Yeah, and lovely clothes.
Yeah.
I still remember shopping in like the kids section in Penny's and trying to get away with it. And then realising...
Yeah.
Nah, Bert. You need to go up to...
No, so is eight. Yeah.
Aww.
So how do we get on set? I actually also been listening to loads of podcasts while we're off.
I haven't because fuck everyone else's podcast.
I love Call Her Daddy.
Oh, love, yeah. And yeah. I watch that in the plane.
Yeah, and her interview styles is really inspiring.
Yeah,
she's really good at
founding father.
Yeah, and she's really good at interviewing people. And like,
I kind of prefer the ones on her own.
I don't listen. I don't like the ones on her own. I haven't listened to them.
Prefer the ones on her own. Just sitting there chatting.
I have listened to one of them actually, it's a lie, and it was good.
And I like the way that you can watch it. And now you can watch it.
Did you see the story? Have you listened to the story where she was like so embarrassed about her passport picture that she used to like not let them see it? Like all these fellas that would like fly her out and stuff before she found her husband. Her passport picture was so bad that she would like hide it the whole time.
No.
And, like not let them see, and she'd like make sure to like take it back and all first. And like, I was surprised. I was like, why is she so...
Oh,
I don't have a picture. Like,
I only renewed my passport.
As long as you look alright in the moment.
Yeah, who cares? Like, my old passport picture had a choker on.
She was like dying over it and all. I couldn't. Yeah, yeah.
No one's passport picture.
So she had to send a picture of a passport for this fella to book her flights, and she edited the passport picture and all.
Ah, not me.
Yeah.
Bit of face shoe and bit of patchwork going on there.
Yeah. She used like Photoshop or something. She said, like proper like Yeah. How was that?
Ah.
Her passport picture, I was like, she must have really, really liked
it. That one's passport picture is phenomenal. Like, yeah.
I know. What, did you get a selfie for your new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
But like, I'm surprised that it got approved.
Same ones. Trash.
The first time I did it. Got approved. So I was like, you know what? I can't stand here all day doing this now. Not arsed.
And how long does it take? A week or something to come?
No, it's telling me it's not here till the 15th of April.
Are you going to book your flight even before you get it?
Well, I don't need my passport to book the flight.
But if you, what if?
I know.
So,
well, just guys, so much to catch up on.
The 16th.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't come on the 15th? What if it doesn't come on the 15th? Do you know what I mean?
Fuck.
So I'm like, I'm just going to keep checking the estimated thing and maybe the date might come down a bit. And I'll book it not for like the next day after when it's telling me it's going to come. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to Connecticut or something instead.
Guys, a very, very sad news for you. I couldn't put my birth certificate name on my new passport and I'm devastated.
Why?
I don't know. It didn't give me the option. And I'm so sad. So the last piece of documentation I have of Mary Ellen Kelly is my old passport.
But what do you mean they couldn't give you an option? Did that say name and last name?
It said forename, surname.
Yeah, but that is your forename.
I wasn't putting it down as that. But like, no, on the plastic page I have Ellen Kelly and then there's a section above that says birth certificate name and it's Mary Ellen Leone Kelly. But I couldn't. There was no... On the new passport.
I don't think that's a thing anymore because I don't have that on mine.
Devo.
Oh.
Bye, Mary Ellen.
Aww.
I know, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad. That's the only proof you have.
Yeah,
well, no, your birth.
That and my birth cert, yeah. So, couldn't put that on it, so now it's just bang average Ellen Kelly.
It's fine. You can still just bring that out. On
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you get to keep your old one now. You don't have to send it off.
Yeah.
Or cut the corner.
That's
what if you accidentally took that one? Well, sure, it'd be out of date. It'd
be fours or something,
does it?
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't it?
Mm-mm. You have to go back home. I've never actually forgot my passport touch.
What? Yeah, no, never.
No, I haven't.
Did you get a passport card?
No.
Yeah, I didn't need it.
I don't want to get one, though.
I think you can only go to the UK with them, can you?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, any of you, maybe.
Can you?
Yeah. I think so. Australia, we're not going to touch on too much in this episode, like we said, because we're doing a whole episode on it next.
Mm-hmm.
And it was ball.
Fucking ball.
I never saw the hype until I went. I know. Yeah. I knew it was going to be good, but I kind of more went to see Friends.
Yeah.
But then when I was there, I was like, wow, I see why Friends live here.
So good.
Friends, I get it.
Just everything. The food, the location, just...
Yeah.
I'm going back in April.
Yeah, Ellie's going back.
Just for a holly bop.
Yeah. But she's only going to be a couple of weeks gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll be...
You might have to fly solo 1 week, Bert.
Yeah, but I'm just going to get a guest.
Okay.
I'm not talking to the mic for that long.
No. On your own?
Nope. Hell on earth.
You could sing a few songs.
Sing, yeah. Force everyone to listen to me sing.
Yeah.
Family and friends updates. Friends are actually... So Kira, my friend, has moved home from Australia.
She has.
At one point, I felt like no one's ever coming home. And now they're all coming home.
Yeah.
Queen and Zoe are coming home from New York this year. I think I actually cried in this podcast about missing everyone. So it'll be nice when they're all back.
When everyone's home.
When everyone's home.
You can we'll have do, a reunion we'll episode. Do a pod-
yes.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a
bring
podcast.
Bring them all in.
And it'd be nice to talk about them, about their different experiences. Because two are New York
and Kira is Australia. Yeah.
We can get Q&A in.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Deadly.
Family are good. My niece is good.
Yeah, how is she?
She's so cute.
She's
so laughing at a balloon.
Oh, that was so cute.
First, now laughing. Like, I love her so much. And then, obviously, my granddad passed away. That was start of Feb. So that was 2 months ago.
Okay.
So that was upsetting. My nanny's good.
Yeah. How's your dad?
Good.
Setting up an Instagram, I heard.
Oh. No, guys, he got a gold panning. A toy for Christmas. Not what a toy, it's like a machine. It's basically going to the rivers of Ireland or wherever. I think he can probably do it for other countries as well.
And find gold?
Yeah, he found some. Well.
My dad would love that because my dad watches that gold mining thing on the telly. Does your dad like
to get it? No, I don't think he does.
I'll tell him to watch it.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, so basically gold has ended up in the rivers and you get this thing and everything, you like, it takes a while. He went on a 6-hour day trip with people he met on a Facebook group for a gold.
No, I'll start sobbing.
And he had to pay. He asked me to come, but I actually couldn't go. But I said I'd go to the next one. I actually could. I know. It was €50. He was like, I had to pay €50 to go.
For what? What's he paying for?
The man who brings them and shows them what to do and all, because there's an act to it. Like,
does he get his lunch provided?
I don't know. I don't think so. We had to wear like big wellies and get in the river and then like shovel stones and then like shake and then
find the gold.
Yeah, apparently the gold floats or something. He found two specks. Now he took pictures of them, they look really big in the pictures, but then he showed me it was like this little plastic jar with water in it and I was like,
oh, could you not even see it? Oh no, I'll stop.
I was like, where? It was like two specks of glitter, like. But
and how much he was that like worth?
Oh, probably like not much, but basically you can like keep getting it and like it's 22 karat gold, so it's really good and you're gonna like, end up making stuff out of it and stuff, but it's more just like a hobby thing. But he said he's going to go somewhere else next time because the place where the fella brings it is like obviously where he brings everyone.
Yeah.
There won't be much gold left.
Yeah.
I'll try his own places. I'll go there with him. So.
Oh my God. That's okay. Your dad could find a big rock of gold. Big millionaire.
I actually still need to book him. That reminds me. I got my helicopter voucher for Christmas because he's never been one. He hates flying.
Oh, so you got him a helicopter.
Yeah, but I think...
Where's
gonna,
the sense in that
I
now?
I think it's actually going to help him.
Faith
and I don't, think I don't think he'll be scared because I find helicopters so not scary because you can literally see what the pilot's doing.
Yeah, so you like to always be in control.
I just realised in the last 3 months I'm such a control freak.
You're not really.
No, I am.
When it comes to flying.
And everything else.
Same.
Yeah, look at me. Fucking. I used to practice falling off my bike as a child.
To mentally prepare yourself for how it's going to feel.
So I can control how I... Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that's my family. What about yours?
They're all good.
Yeah.
Jack's living his best life. We actually saw Jack in Australia. Yeah. Well, I went out to Melbourne. And saw him and he's absolutely flying it.
Yeah, loves
it. God love him. Queeve's flying it. She's doing grand. She's come to Australia.
She's, yeah.
So the plan is to see what happens. I'm coming home.
Oh, so she doesn't know she's going to move?
No, she doesn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she having kind of thoughts, second thoughts?
I think she's just thinking of the day that I have to leave. Yeah. And that's what I said to her. I was like, don't be thinking of that when, like, I'm going over there with her to kind of...
settle her in.
Yeah, to have someone there to kind of lean on and, yeah, like, yeah. But I was like, don't think of the day that I'm leaving as the day that you have to leave too, like.
Right.
Just see what happens.
Yeah.
Take it day by day.
Yeah.
And not like the end of the world if you
you're
come
there,
home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's an extra 2 weeks.
Yeah, something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So
I think she'll love it, and
so do I.
Yeah.
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 She's all good. Mom and dad are all good. Bobby's all good.
Slapping me with his tail.
Yeah. Yeah, fam are well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No no extra goss there.
No. We also have a few exciting things coming up.
We do.
So the filming that we're doing is coming soon.
Yeah.
I have another thing coming end of this month.
Mm. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
When are we? April?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
other one?
No, the other one.
Oh shit.
There's
okay.
Three. There's one. One is...
Is there one I don't know about?
No, you do know them all. One is coming...
Oh!
The end of April. One is like summertime and one is September.
Oh, I think I know the first one.
You do know the first one.
I
yeah.
do.
Yeah, yeah.
Show me last week.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Deadly.
So, yeah. And...
excited for
And I'm going on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
But don't worry. Even though we hit the travel book, we're still going to be in the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to Egypt.
That's in... When's that? April?
10 days.
Wow.
13th, yeah. Yeah.
I think Egypt's a really random place to go.
Well, Laura went last year.
Yeah, I know she was there. Is that why he's decided to go back there?
She loved it so much and said it was amazing. Yeah.
I'd never ever think to go there. Like, how do you even fly there? Direct?
You have to fly through Manchester going over. Or London. London, I think it is. And then to Sharm el Sheikh. And then back through Istanbul and then to Dublin.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long flight.
Stop over. 5 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I think it's just like your normal like 3 and 3 plane.
Okay.
I don't think it's much more space, which makes it long.
Yeah.
And like the Turkey planes, they're the same as the ones you go to England in, but like you're actually in them for quite a long time.
Yeah, so it makes it hellish.
4.5 hours. Yeah. But that's fine. Fine going over when you're giddy and then going back.
Yeah, it's always going back.
Yeah.
No.
That'd be good. And then Dano's doing well as well.
I forgot how. Oh my goodness.
He's part of my family. He is doing really well. He's actually injured his ankle last week.
I saw he had something on his story.
Not broken.
What happened?
In a tackle, bad tackle, yeah. It's not broken, thank God. And he was like, already since I know it's not broken, it's less sore. I was like, it's your mind can do. Like. But he was hoping to be back soon. And then we were meant to go away in May, but I'm less stressed about life now because we're not going to May anymore because he is potentially going to be in the playoffs with his team.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, his team started doing amazing. And they're now...
Why were they shit?
Well, they weren't shit, but they were like very, like very steadily in the middle of the league table. Just... It was kind of they weren't going up, not going down. Then all of a sudden, now what changed? And they just started winning and winning by loads. So now they're tied in sixth place with another team. But if they stay in sixth place, then they'll be in the playoffs.
Okay.
Which means they've 2 games playing a team in fifth place, home and one away. And then if they win that, they go to Wembley, which is huge.
Imagine if you had booked that,
you lose your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because flights you can't refund unless you sell them to someone.
Yeah, these are safer.
But the way I just had a feeling about booking it, but it wasn't at that stage, it wasn't even like they were anywhere close to getting
that.
But it just was like something was just stopping me. I was in
something
no rush.
Was telling you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we're on to Lisbon for a wedding.
Gorgeous. Well,
and then, Nashville.
Oh, Nashville.
That's May, yeah.
Not going.
The next few weeks are...
Deleting us all.
Busy, I know.
Don't get tattoos without me. I'd kill every single one of you.
I'm going to get Yeehaw written on our lip.
Right, you can get them without me. I would not be getting that.
Would you not?
No.
In the inside?
On the inside of my mouth.
Mm, why not? No one's going to see it.
Who am I showing that?
Just if you're on a party trick.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. And you have some exciting things coming.
Few bits and bobs. Mm. Do indeed.
New car.
New car. Yeah, bought a new car. Borrowed a car, scraped the alloys off and cost me €500 to fix it. Love that for me. Had the car about a week. Drove over a big nail. You want to see the size of this nail? Yeah, I fucking knew. I knew when I was driving. I was like, something feels off. And when I let go of the steering wheel and the car veered off to the right, because the car should stay straight, it veered off to the right. I was like, Cueva, something's going on here. And I got out and the thing was flat as a pancake. So a big truck came to my house and carted my beautiful car off. I was
where was the nail? I paid for them. Do you remember going into the nail?
No idea. It can happen anywhere. Like, it can happen on the main road. It can happen fucking... Mm. I was down getting the car washed. Could have happened in the garage. Like, I don't know. Could happen anywhere. So, yeah, my poor little car had to be carted off this morning. She's sick.
I know you've... Another one.
Yeah, got a different one today. Yeah. So, we're all good.
Don't scrape the alloys.
Don't scrape the alloys. No. Yeah, is that it? Going back to Australia.
Yeah.
Still single.
Fuck
my life. Have we gotten any tattoos?
Will it fill in about Australian men in the next episode?
Yeah. How much filling in do we do?
Yeah. Oh, I done a 5K run.
You did. Well done.
I picked up running. Oh my God, yeah, that happened in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
I picked up running.
Broke her ankle and then became a sprinter.
Became a runner.
Yeah.
Do you know what it was? I was like, I take my ankles for granted. Why am I not running? When I had the boot on.
Yeah.
And I seen the run, I was so jealous. I was like, I need to start. So I started 6 weeks ago and did my first 5K.
I just don't have the stamina. I don't.
I didn't either. I couldn't run up the stairs.
I can run on a treadmill. Can't run in real life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Treadmill is easier.
Treadmill is so much easier. You stay in the one place.
Yeah.
That's how lazy I probably am.
But you're not staying in the same place. You're still doing the same exertion, I think.
Yeah. I'm also a chronic vapor as well, so my lungs just give out. My lung, like, I'd start tasting blood and all of
them. You think this year you'll give up vapes?
No, probably not. Who am I kidding?
Should do a giving up episode.
I could be addicted. That's why I keep telling my mum, she's like, you want to get off them? Like, I could be addicted to a lot worse, Helen.
True.
But I definitely vape way more than I smoked.
Your only vice.
Yeah. Way more than I smoked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Vape anywhere and everywhere, like.
Middle of the night.
If you see a little puff of smoke on the cameras.
No, actually, no, it's over there.
Oh, shit.
It's over there.
No, you can't even do it.
One day, maybe.
What do you get? Do you monetize for vaping?
No, Tana Mojo's always doing it.
Does she? On her podcast?
I don't think we monetize these either, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Free YouTube.
Free YouTube videos.
Free YouTube videos for everyone. Yay. But, yeah, is that all the updating? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like we've been talking for hours.
I feel like next week as well, it's going to be a lot more updating too. Yeah. Things will come to us. I didn't really write anything down, but things will come to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are we going to see some stalls?
Let's do it. I'm actually excited.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're not dreading.
No, I'm not dreading.
Okay,
guys,
cool.
Not dreading.
So we always say we want to help you with advice and things that you don't know what to do with. We're like an outside perspective.
A third person. Sometimes that's what you need.
That's what you need. Because you have like people in your life telling you one thing and you're like, shut up. But then when someone outside tells you, you're like, oh.
Yeah, it clicks with you early.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also want to be the big sisters.
Yes.
You don't have big sisters. We can be your big sisters. Sometimes it's not always the right advice. But it's in an ideal world, this is what we'd be telling you to do.
Yeah, and the things that you need to hear.
Yeah.
The honest advice.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we're going to be starting fresh with our dilemmas.
Yeah.
So if you sent one before, feel free to send again.
Yeah.
If we haven't answered all.
Yeah. Only into the email.
The inbox is it? Zero.
Yeah, zero.
And our email is homeydrink@goloudnow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eek. So weird reading it again.
I know.
Okay. Hey girlies, I'm in my first year in college and I've become really close friends with a girl and a boy in my course. She is in a relationship and he is single, as am I. We go out together, go to the cinema and hang out in my apartment every day. One night when we were out together, they both came back to mine. The girl left, but my lad friend stayed for a while, which wouldn't be uncommon. We ended up kissing and eventually having sex. He told me he doesn't want to fling and genuinely wanted to get to know me. I agreed, but the next day when I was sober and thought about it, I told him I actually changed my mind. I was going back and forth with this in my head for a week, feeling like I should have given him a chance. We had a convo last night as I told him how I felt about not giving him a chance, and we decided we will try getting to know each other either way. Oh, in that way. I love him as a friend, but I'm not sure if this is what I want as he's not my usual type, and also through the complication of the friend group. I don't want to use him, but when we didn't do anything for a week, I felt like I wanted him. Girls, am I being unfair? Should I just leave him be and carry on as just friends? Or should I give him a chance, even though I don't feel this early on? Don't feel it this early on. Any advice will be greatly appreciated. Love you, girls.
Sometimes I feel like things like this blossom into something that is meant to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I'd look at this then.
Yeah.
But I think if you just tell him exactly how you feel.
That you're not like...
Don't really fancy the pants off you, but me.
But I'll try.
But I couldn't end up.
No, but I'll try.
Yeah. Ah, no. She said that when she wasn't with him for the week, she felt like she wanted him. Do you know what I mean? I feel like if you miss someone's presence when they're not around.
That's
like
true.
If you're not in contact with them or you're not like... Mm-hmm. They're on your mind. Mm-hmm. That's telling you something.
True.
Do you think?
Yeah, and maybe because they initially were friends, she was never saw him in that way.
Yeah, yeah. She never looked past that friendship.
Yeah, and now that's like that, you feel a bit oogly boogly.
Oogly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
think give it a go.
It's just if you're prepared to, if something goes tits up, the friendship's ruined.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to weigh up, is that worth, like, do you have something really good going as friends? Like, is it worth that risk? And if you're not, I would say if you're not like completely like you see something actually happening, then it's not worth the risk.
Really?
I wouldn't.
But you think that would always niggle in the back of your mind then if you did have him around as a friend?
Yeah, true.
Like if they keep going on nights out and ending up with each other and like then does it just become like a...
Sex.
Yeah, is it just a sex friendship
sex
then?
Sex with your friend, yeah.
Sex with your mate, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
How long are they friends? They're in their first year of college.
I think give it a go.
Yeah, but I think just know the risks of it.
Yeah.
And you can only know how strong you feel and if you think it's worth taking that risk.
You'll know as well. Like if you both do agree to, okay, let's actually give this a go.
Yeah.
You'll know.
Yeah.
Within a very short span of time.
And I suppose if he wanted to shag him and he did, well, then you must be like somewhat.
Yeah, be attracted
to him. Obviously, and he's your friend, so you like his personality. So that and that.
This could be a win-win.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Invite to the wedding, send to hold my drink.
We all say shag, but we don't. It's like we don't mean seriously, but we actually do.
No, we actually do.
We do. Yeah, I just like that. Shag. I just think that word is good.
Better than like.
It reminds me of Geordie Shore.
What other word is there? Ride? No, you don't say ride, do you?
Have sex.
What are they saying, friends?
Canoodle.
There's another word that I'm thinking of, but yeah, shag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think give it a go. You'll know straight away.
Yeah. And I think as well, look, it's not, the friendship isn't completely ruined. If it doesn't end up in tears, then you'll get back to a place where you can be friends.
Yeah. You can both say then, okay, we tried, it doesn't work. We're better off as friends.
Yeah.
You can decide that.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. I like that one. So we have a new part to our dilemma segment.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Phone a Friend.
Phone a Friend.
Charlene came up with this part. I really liked it, except you don't win €1 million.
Yeah.
We put a dilemma basically up on our Instagram and we wanted to get your guys' advice.
Yeah.
So what you would tell this particular person.
Yous are the friend.
Yeah, yous are the phone a friend. So yeah. The home I drink community helping each other.
Yes.
Adorable.
Which we love.
So the dilemma was, hi birds, I'm 25 and I've just told my boyfriend of almost 6 years that we need a break. I'm fed up with being taken for granted, unappreciated and put last. I really don't know how I'm ever going to get through this. It's been one day and I can't stop crying. The thought of him being with someone else makes me sick. I really thought he was my forever. Why couldn't he just be better? Please can you give me advice on how to deal with this difficult time? Thanks, girls.
Okay, here are some of your responses to that dilemma. There's so many, which is lovely.
I know.
Everyone's wants help. That's a really hard situation to be in when you know your own worth. You love yourself so much that you have to not love someone else.
Yeah, you have to put your own, how you feel about yourself before the love you have for someone else.
Yeah.
It is really, really hard. Yeah. And I know what she means about thinking of them with someone else. Makes you sick.
But I think sometimes when that's the... Do you ever have a situation where like that's the only reason you're holding on?
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait.
Is it worth that?
Yeah, like you're only clinging on to this person because of... I'm not saying this girl is, but like I've definitely had situations where I'm like, the only reason I want this man is because I don't want anyone else to have him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's not...
If I can't have him, no one can, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in this shit situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do
you
do that?
When you think back on it, I'm like, what the fuck?
We've definitely all been there. When you come out on the other end, though, and you look back at it, and you have that moment of realization of like, what? It's the best feeling ever.
It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But she obviously does love him as well. That's not her only reason. There's some advice that people wrote in. So someone said, time is the greatest healer. When you're treated with gratitude, you'll be sorry that you didn't do it sooner.
True.
Aw.
Lovely.
That's really nice.
Take the break. You'll get back together if you're supposed to.
I agree with that too.
Do you?
Yeah.
But sometimes you can fall back into something for out of comfort, not for because you were meant to be together. Just yeah. Because it was easier.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know if breaks are real, but I think a breakup and then if you get back together in a few months' time.
Okay.
If he actually kind of cops on. So this girl said, it's easier to change the man instead of changing the man.
Oh, what? Oh, as in get a new fella instead of changing your current fella.
It's easier to
change the man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Instead of changing him.
Was with my first boyfriend for 6 years and couldn't imagine life without him. Looking back now, thank God we didn't get married or have a baby or buy a house. Time gives you perspective. Don't lower your standards or you'll always be unhappy.
True, true.
That's mad. So it's easier to get a new fella than change your current one.
Yeah. They're only going to change if they want to. Do you know what I mean? You can't force someone to change.
Because I think
hardest thing ever.
That's really interesting to think about because I think a lot of people would think the opposite and are like, oh, but it's easier to stay with this person. No. Like if he changes, it's actually not.
No, it's really not. In the grand scheme of things, it's really not.
And when so much bad has been done, you kind of like, it kind of taints the whole relationship.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd be happy if you got back together or whatever for a short amount of time and then you're like.
And it goes back to the same routine.
Yeah. Someone else said, been there, he realised what he lost and he made his amends. Sometimes time apart works.
Ah, success story.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, that can definitely happen, 100%. Someone said, best thing me and my boyfriend of now 9 years done was take a break apart for 2 months, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, well, same as me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was the best thing to happen to you. Someone said, allow yourself to be sad. 6 years is a long time. Book a holiday and you'll find someone way better.
Aw, yes. Love the book holiday.
Yeah.
Someone said, I think taking each other for granted can happen in long-term relationships, but you should be able to sit down and talk about it and both realise what's done wrong. If he doesn't take accountability and change, then he's not the one. Also, give this break a week with no contact. He should come running back if he's scared of losing you.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they sat down and had this conversation about how she feels.
Yeah.
Or is she just saying, I'm out?
I'd say surely she's sat and had the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he's not acknowledging it, what do you do then?
Yeah. I know, that's heartbreaking to have to leave something just because it's so frustrating. You're like, why don't, like, just be better?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, the most annoying thing. Yeah. Like, just, why?
Yeah.
It's literally just a question of why?
Yeah.
Why can't you do that for me? And it's only when something bad happens and they're promising you the sun, moon and stars. Mm. Just do that all the time.
I know.
Like, I know. You can only claim to do that when something bad happens.
Yeah.
Why can't you just stick to what you're saying and do it all the time?
Mm. I used to be like, why can't? Because I had an ex before who, like, just wasn't awful.
Mm.
He's not a bad person, but, like, I was like, why don't you want to do things that make me happy? Like, get me a chocolate bar from the shop.
Why doesn't that come into your head?
Like what? Yeah, like, what? That's so upsetting when you're like, why aren't you? That should be, like, your main purpose to live. No, you know what I mean? But that should be, like, something that when you love someone, you are thoughtful.
Yeah, like, but you think about that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You won't need to ask your forever person to treat you right.
Oh, that's true.
Can't wait for that day to come.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you will.
One day.
It will. It will. Someone said, I did the same thing recently and my man came back with 1,000% more effort.
Wow.
Very strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boys are replaceable. Put yourself first. You won't feel like that forever. And you really won't. The pain is only temporary.
Even when it feels like it's not.
Yeah, you feel like you're going to hold on to that for the rest of your life. You won't.
And it's mad when you like see them with someone else and at the start it's so sad. But then after a while you're like, you could literally swipe by on Instagram without even a second thought. You'd just be like, next. Like, it's so mad how your emotions can, how strong you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Shows growth in yourself, which I love.
Someone said, ending a long relationship is a grieving process, so it's perfectly normal to feel upset for days, weeks or months or however long it may take. But like all grief, it does pass with time. If he wasn't meeting the mark after 6 years, then he wasn't the one. None of us are perfect and relationships are about meeting in the middle, but there's always a limit to what a person should accept from their partner.
True.
So long, but I hope that makes sense. Very smart lady.
Very smart lady. Francis. Is that Francis Kelleher?
Yeah, is that Francis Kelleher in disguise?
Really sounds like her.
Yeah. But I seen a nice quote before. It was like about how you're not always going to be 50-50. Sometimes it's like 80-20 if like you have to carry the person for a bit and like,
okay,
not as in like you accept if they're being bad, but like say if I'm having a bad week, then the other person puts in a little bit more effort, or like you kind of have to like,
it balances each other out.
Balance it to 100%.
Yeah.
But not in a way that like it's, I'm 10, always 90. Given. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, or you're all, like, yeah.
No.
Not in bad behaviour.
Yeah.
Terms.
Hear him out or just take a few days apart. Breaking up isn't always the answer. True.
Yeah. But sometimes you have to shake them up.
Oh, look. Make sure it's clear and not a Ross versus Rachel situation. Would it be
on a break? Someone said, this was me and my BF of 5 years. I now look back and wish I left sooner, as I was never his priority. It took me so long to get over, but I started appreciating myself and put myself first and started loving myself the way he never did. You deserve much more than settle for any less than 100%. My current boyfriend is now everything and more that I wanted my ex to be. Took a while, but I found him, and the person is out there for you. Totally focus on yourself and your worth and do not settle.
I love that.
That is lovely. We'll end on that one.
We don't settle.
We don't around settle here. Around here.
Mm-mm-mm.
We say bye bye if you're going to be putting me
second best.
Yeah. And just like, I think what I take from this is you shouldn't have to ask your forever person to treat you right.
Yeah.
There's obviously things that in a relationship come up and you have to like work things out or tell them, oh, look, I don't like that. Or, like,
yeah, at the beginning this, or...
Yeah, yeah, like, or like...
Navigate life together.
Bumps along the road where you say, that actually what you said really upset me, or like, you aren't making me feel whatever, this and that, but you work through them together. It's not about, you shouldn't always have to lecture someone of you shouldn't always feel like you're moaning at someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever be around like that?
Oh,
you, and you feel like, and I'm like, I'm actually
you
sick.
You do turn into a moan then.
Because you have to be.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm sick of my own voice moaning to him about this and that, but I have to.
Yeah.
Because he's actually...
No other way of getting around it.
Yeah. And it's, you actually end up drowning yourself, and no man is worth your mental health.
No.
So you can send your dilemmas into howmydrink@goloudnow.com. If you'd like it to be in the phone friend segment, you can also probably pop that in the subject.
Yeah.
Or if you want us to, whatever. No, maybe it's too complicated. No, yeah. Just send it in. And you might, you'd either, we kind of give our own opinions too.
Yeah. Like, we'll do, dilemmas to the howmydrink@goloudnow.com.
Yes.
And then the phone a friend segment we'll do, that'll just be on our Instagram exclusively.
Yeah. But the person who sends in the dilemma is still to the email.
Yes.
Do you get me?
Yeah. We'll pick one.
Yeah. So it's all through emails. And then, chime in your advice on the podcast Instagram
page.
Just home or drink pods and follow it. We're nearly at 30K.
Are we?
Let's see if this episode we can get over the mark.
Are we really?
Come on, everyone. Take, not if you're driving, but take your phone.
Do it anyway.
Yeah, no.
I'm only messing.
Follow us, please.
Yeah.
Thanks, aww, guys.
Thank you.
Peak and bleak of the week. We're going to pick one high, which is our peak, and one low, which is our bleak. And it kind of sums up the episode. Wraps it up nicely instead of our sip and skip.
Yeah.
My peak of the week. Oh, sorry, my bleak. I'll start with the bad news. If someone asked you, do you want to start with the good or bad news? Would you start with the bad?
Bad.
Yes, yeah. I am. Because then you get more happy for
me. Yeah. Just give me the bad first.
Bleak would be my granddad's funeral. It's pretty bleak.
That is bleak.
It's not
really,
it's not a great time. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That, I'm just a sad trip. It's really a bizarre feeling to go on a flight for a funeral.
Never. Yeah, I can't imagine how different that would be.
Weird.
Yeah, is it?
It just makes it all a bit more like, I don't know.
Sad.
I was very tired when I go back. Yes, I couldn't even speak. So that's my bleak. What's yours?
Driving over the nail. Bursting my tire. That was really bleak. I was so sad. Because I'd only spent €13 getting the car washed.
What, is there like a meaning behind tires or something? Because we keep getting stuff with tires.
What is it?
Maybe it's like a spiritual mean.
And I thought my good car karma was going to come.
Spiritual.
Well, I bought a new car, but then I've just destroyed two tyres in the last 2 weeks.
A tyre?
Oh, God.
Oh.
I don't want to hear this.
I really get it. A tyre compress. Oh, no, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't?
It's just I'm a gobshite. Meaning of tyre. I think tyre is like a...
How did you spell it?
Is a flat tyre a message from the universe? Often in the word of spirituality, this blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's a big... fucking blog
no
post,
I'm not reading that now, don't even tell me. It'll tell me
it's on a website called Hello Giggles, so I don't know what's the spiritual meaning of nail and tire. I think it's good.
How is that good? I was stuck on
it
the side of the road.
It can mean transformation, spiritual meaning of a nail in a tire is that it can be a sign of transformation and progress. Oh. It was a reminder that though life can be uncertain and difficult, you can still move forward. The nail in the tire can represent obstacles that you must overcome in order to reach success.
Oh.
It is a sign that no matter what barriers you face, you can still continue to move forward and make progress.
Oh my God, I love that so much. Isn't Give that? Me nails. More Mine's nails. Smile. More.
I look up everything. If something bad happens, it's the spiritual meaning
no
of
way.
Falling down. It's great. It's
no
great.
Way. Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, maybe my bleak isn't so bleak after
yeah,
all.
It's but peak now.
Yeah. That was the bleak. What's your peak?
Peak is running the 5K.
Well done.
I got a bit emotional at like to 3.5. I think it's a really nice, because I feel like all my other girls are always with like work or like, it's like,
is when, it a personal
when
goal?
Do you ever have a personal goal like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, I felt really proud of myself.
You should do.
Yeah. And it was something just for me.
Yeah.
At work, it's always affecting someone else too.
Yeah.
But like to have something that is just for you is nice.
Deadly. I'm very proud of you. Yeah, well nice. Done, girl.
Treat myself to gym care afterwards. That's yeah. I need.
You deserved.
It's like a reward.
Yeah, my peak's probably been back in the pod.
Yeah.
Just feeling like we're back now. This
yeah.
is it.
Yeah.
Back in a new headspace, new
I'm
little environment.
Actually,
yeah, to be honest, just yeah. glad we're back.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the peak.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm watching.
I'm watching. I don't know.
I kind of forgot about them for a while. And I just like, as the episode goes on, yeah. I always feel myself.
We always like sink yeah, into the couch.
Sinking down into it. So. My posture definitely isn't great at this point.
Well, yeah, thanks for listening. Mm. Homo Drink Extra Juice is our bonus episode as well. So that is out on Mondays and you can listen to that too.
Yeah,
it's going to be a bit different and refreshed.
Yeah.
Which is nice too.
Everything just a little bit spice.
Add a little bit of spice. Yeah. We just told us that we didn't share. Not today, but we on different days we didn't share.
Yeah.
I promise I did share today.
I did too.
And yeah, we'll see you on Wednesday for the full episodes.
Yeah, Mondays for the bonus.
Yeah.
Live shows. Throughout
ending,
the year.
Ending, yeah, who knows?
A little sprinkle, a little yeah. tour.
So much going on, but yeah. we're just glad to be back, I think.
Yeah, don't forget to like, rate and subscribe. And comment if you're on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared.
No hate in the comments.
Yeah, please.
Please.
I'm almost melting into the chairs.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see you on Monday for the bonus.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.